This is Argyle Monfils tribute.
Monfils is married to a fellow grandmother. I didn't even finish the question.
Yeah, sorry.
Then I just realized that how much a fist pump actually vibrates through your body and actually gives you a little bit something.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, yes, but it's not necessarily good for the next point.
Oh my God.
Come on,
you're
Charlie.
Asking the wrong guy.
To the right.
Johnny, what's your song that you would really unfocus you?
If you even try to put on Sweet Home Alabama.
I love that song.
Leonard Skinner.
What?
His overhead shots. The 360 spin and just whoops.
Can you describe Gael Monfils in three words? It's not a question. This is actually just
strong,
make a statement.
Talented, inspiring.
Merci, Gael. Merci, merci, merci. Welcome back to The Tennis Pulse, the heartbeat of tennis. Today on The Tennis Pulse, some say he's a showman, others say he's one of the greatest athletes to ever pick up a racket. But to us, he's the soul of the tour. He's called the entertainer, slider man, or simply La Monf. The man is a vibe. Gael Monfils, this is your tribute. We are giving you our flowers. And stay tuned, we have a trivia game at the end of the show and we reveal our favorite Gael Monfils moments. The Tennis Pulse starts now. Welcome back to The Tennis Pulse, the heartbeat of tennis. Today we are here in Bordeaux, the beautiful Bordeaux, and we are talking about a guy that has all of our hearts. Doesn't he? He has all of our hearts.
He does.
Love him.
We are talking about the man that, he's kind of like a walking, did that just happen? Did he just hit that shot? We are talking about Gael Monfils. This is our Gael Monfils tribute! I think he's the guy actually that reminds us that even like at the highest level, tennis is fun. Tennis is entertaining. Please, let's talk about Gael because he's retiring this year. So we felt we had to give you your flowers, man.
I love this guy. I really do. He captured my heart, I would say, when I saw him in the 2014 quarterfinal match at the US Open against Roger Federer. I don't know if any remember that match. He was up 2-1. I remember because it was just like the first time I was like, who is this man? A black man coming on tour. I mean, at that time he'd been in the tour for a while, but it was just like for me seeing this like magic on in the stadium playing against Federer, winning, and then he ended up losing actually. But he was just magic on the court, like super electric. The crowd was going wild, like the shots he was hitting. I was just floored. And then from there on, I just fell in love with him and started following his career even deeper. But he's a true showman.
Oh, he's made it! Incredible from Gael Monfils. Well, he puts bums on seats, and that is why.
His trick shots, his athletic ability, I'm kind of paying homage to him in my leopard today. He's fast, he's quick, he's lightning speed. You know. Wanted to show him a little bit I care.
Well, I'm wearing my French shirt too. It says bonjour.
Oh, yeah. So, homage to him. Okay.
You know, what I'm going to miss about him as well too is his overhead shots. He just like does a 360 spin and just whoops and just hits him like crazy. But for me, himself is just like he has such charisma and like he has so much humor and like he makes it fun, also exciting to watch. And he's also married to one of my also favorite tennis players too, Svetlana. But you know,
they are tennis royalty. They're like
they
a
are.
Tennis wholesome couple royalty. I've been following Jem's life.
Yeah.
Everybody follow Jem's life. Are they still active on Jem's life?
They should be. They're always
Hopefully,
active. Yeah.
I love
what is Jem's life? What
it's
is
it? It's their Instagram page together. So that's how they came out as a couple, and they created this Instagram page called Jem's Life. And then we followed. And that's when I first realized they were literally together. And I'm like, they're really cute, and they're so funny. They have dances on there. They have like them playing trick games on each other. I don't know. I just really think they're a cool couple.
They are so much fun to watch. Like the way like they interact with each other and like their dance routines just keep us going.
So good.
It's so funny. Hilarious, man.
And also, you know, if you're in the scene, he's also not only on the court, but off the court when he enters the players' lounge or locker room, everybody loves him, you know, and that's nice to see. And I think it's on court and off court inspiring for many.
It's crazy because he's almost 40 now. It's crazy to think. He doesn't move like a 40-year-old. Nobody compares to his level of athleticism, not even me. You know, it's crazy what he's doing still at his age. What a player, what a character. Still some unreal shots today, some great serving as well. So, no, it was a really tough match.
The only thing when I see his career, you know, he was also injured a lot. Yeah. I think, you know, he should have won a bigger title.
I know.
To be honest, because I think at the beginning of his career, he was just doing too many crazy stuff, too much crazy stuff to win big titles. Mm. And then towards the end of the career, he probably didn't, you know, some of his tennis was missing, but he realized mentally what he's able to do and started to, you know, grow up.
Yeah.
Very late, but grow up as a tennis player.
Yes.
But it was too late to win big titles because with his abilities, you know, there was more in there, I believe.
But let's not forget, his resume, I'm just going to read it, has 13 titles.
Yeah.
Semifinals of the French, semifinals of US Open, and number 6 in the world. So.
No, great,
totally
obviously, but I think
if
we're talking about bigger things, I mean at the slams. He should have probably, you know, reaching a final, or he was, I mean, you know, the speed, the power, the game, the touch, he has everything.
Everything.
For that, I think probably there should have been more.
Which tile, though, which surface you think he should have won the Grand Slam on?
Well, definitely not on grass.
US Open?
To be honest, French, because
he
has a lot of spin. I think French would have been the...
Made more, I agree with you.
But, you know, I do respect his focus on this work-life balance. And he has said before that, you know, there's more than tennis to... More to tennis than trophies and winning. So, you know, he really puts his family on a huge, obviously, as he should, as anyone should, and on a big pedestal. And married to Svitolina, and
their child.
They have a beautiful daughter named Sky, I believe.
Yeah.
I love that name. So.
For me, you know, he's known as the entertaining guy, but what I loved about him is when he actually got serious. There was an incident where people were betting, you know, for him to win a match, and the comments were pretty vile. They were really racist. They were bullying. They were comments, you know, kind of threatening his family. And he got online and he said, "Hey guys." First of all, he said, "Wait, I thought this was funny." He said, "You're writing that I'm shit? I know I'm shit. We both know I'm shit. And you're still betting on me? Who's the dumbest between me and you, to be honest?" And he really then condemned, like, the racist attacks that were also made on him, too.
"Hey, guys, it's not a financial advice, but really, you're still betting on me? First tournament on grass? I play Alex Mikkelsen, 20 years old, 35 in a world, and you want to bet on me? You're writing that I'm shit. I know I'm shit. We both know I'm shit. And you still bet on me? Who is the dumbest between you and me, to be honest?" "Again, I'm going to mention it. We are in 2025 and you give me the skin color. What my skin color have to do with the tennis performance? I know I look pretty. I mean, I say that because my mom and my wife tell me I look pretty. Maybe I look really awful for you. Look, open some books. Do something. This time, you know, with skin color, you know, it's finished. Vanish it from your mind."
I just feel like it was quite a really important moment because he's known as this jokester and very lighthearted, and he just got real.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
But there should be more characters like him on the court, that's for sure.
We need some more characters,
And nobody can drag the crowd behind him.
Yeah.
There's no other player like that.
No.
I mean, I think it's always amazing to see him play at the French Open because, you know, the French root for him. They just love him so much. And, like, again, the charisma like behind him and like it's ale, ale, ale.
Yeah.
It's just like it's a good vibe to be around him all the time. But to see him play was just like always an honor though.
Yeah. I think that was one of my favorite matches that he played. It was last year at the French Open against a Argentinian player, Sebastian Weiss. Mm-hmm. And it was the fifth set, and he was cramping. I mean, like, heavily.
Good match.
Do you remember that one? And but his, like, face throughout the whole, like, last two games towards the crowd and, like, his coach and everybody, he makes these, like, hilarious faces. And he was, like, playing through, entertaining through the cramps and everything. He was barely moving, but somehow would hit, like, incredible shots. And the crowd was, like, like, screaming, going crazy.
I think I was commentating that match.
Were you?
It was, was it at the end when they when the French crowd sang the national anthem?
Yeah.
And he sang with them?
That was the one, yeah.
I think that was the one. I was commentating
it. Yeah.
But honestly, he's a fighter, though. We had also the honor to see him last year in Hamburg playing against a Spanish player. He was just fighting for every single point. But, you know, I think his time is due now, like, he's been on tour for a long time, 20 plus years, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, roughly. Because he started 16, going pro roughly around there.
I think what he will regret, definitely, is the amount of tournaments he didn't try. Honestly, not towards the end, but when he was really on top of his game. I think that's for sure. I think he said, oh God, I didn't prepare, I didn't try, or I was too crazy.
But we talked about this, though. Do you think that his putting out all these, that was his way of like making himself calm by entertaining, it was to entertain himself, to make
that's
himself
right,
feel...
but it's what it was towards the outcome of the match. And I think at the end he realized, okay, I have to balance it much better to bring the crowd in but still do the right things on the right points, you know. But at the beginning, as you say, it was, he needed that to calm down, but he just made crazy, stupid things on important points. And I think he realized that later or too late, a little bit. But I mean, what an amazing career, and he could be more than proud, no doubt.
Yeah.
But as a player, you think, okay, I mean, I wasted maybe 4 years or in where I should have done more because I was just enjoying making fun on the court too much.
Yeah, I wonder, though, if he thinks like that, to be honest, because I see him, from what I understand from his interviews and how he is, it meant a lot to him. Of course, anyone wants to win a major, but...
But he's competitive. Don't underestimate that.
Yeah, it's true.
You know? He's competitive. At the end, you don't want to lose. And I'm sure, 100% sure that, you know, that's one little part what he probably regrets a bit.
So, I don't know if you guys saw on his social media, but he had a really touching moment with his daughter before leaving for the 2026 season. And I just wanted to read it because it was, super beautiful. I have a daughter myself, so I felt very connected to this. So, he wrote on his Instagram about his daughter. He said, "Today I'm heading out for what will be my last season of tennis, a huge chapter of my life. Before I left, my daughter said to me, 'Daddy, what if we put on our masks and become superheroes?' She with her Spider-Man mask, me with my Black Panther mask. Because in her eyes, I will always be a hero. And because through her eyes, we can face the world together. I leave with that invisible mask on my heart, with pride, with gratitude, with love. One last season for her, for me, for everything tennis has given me."
Girl. Don't cry.
Don't cry.
God, girl, is that deep?
You cried too, Trent.
No, I'm not.
That was deep. No, it was beautiful. That really touched my heart. I just, again, showing who he is as a person, a player, a man, a husband, a father. Just really,
It's to be quite fair as well, too. I grew up with him, like watching him, like see him as a teenager, evolve into a parent. It's like, it's kind of like our sibling in some sense. You mean like, because we grew up with them, like idolizing them, and they see them progress, and it's just like, it's so beautiful, honestly.
So we wish them all the best.
Merci, go, Gaël. Merci, merci, merci. Moving right along, we're not guessing, we're going straight to the person that's actually been on tour, our regular expert, Charlie Steep. This is time for Ask Charlie. Who has a burning question for Charlie? Anybody?
Anybody.
Okay, I'll go first. Can you describe Gaël Monfils in 3 words? That's not a question. This is actually just make
strong,
a statement.
Strong, talented, inspiring.
That's nice.
Okay, this is going to be a good one for me. Can you do your best Guillermo Monfils dance move?
What?
Your best.
Oh, my God.
Come on,
you're
Charlie.
You're the wrong guy.
To the right, to the left, to the right, to the left. Hey.
Get up and dance, girl. You show it.
You're getting that one back.
Get it, Charlie. Hey. Okay,
that's
can you
so
just
good.
Do a celebration dance of the Wakanda?
Yeah.
No, I cannot do that. Oh. Which one?
This one.
He does that.
Yeah.
The U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open.
Come on.
I don't know what
Double
he did.
There we go.
Thanks, Will. You're getting that one back.
Oh my God. Okay. I think what we should do is do a quick pivot to But Why. This segment is where we ask questions about tennis. I mean, we've all played tennis before, but there are still some questions that we're just like, we get it. These are the rules in tennis, but still, but why?
But why do some players not do more than just a fist pump? Like we just did Gael Monfils' celebration, Wakanda Bam. Needs to be more hyped. Like you get awarded for like the best like fist pump or something.
I mean, we got a fist pump out of Elena Rybakina in the final.
She sure did.
Yeah, but how was that?
She's, hey, that's still a walk coming to her. Give her a credit here. She won the Australian Open. She was carrying the Daphne Trophy. I mean, she did it though. I mean, some players don't, but there's some other players just like go crazy. I don't know. I mean,
you do get their fair share of many that are doing like full on, but. Some are just like, like Rybakina.
I mean, come on.
It's personality.
One player who celebrates when she wins is like, what? You know this one. It's like, the twirl. Who's that? Venus Williams.
Princess
That's
Diana
one.
Twirl. Yeah.
But everyone else doesn't have a little dance. Oh, Caroline Garcia, she does like the plain one.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, when she wins. Yeah. But there's not much men.
Oh, Taylor Townsend always has a little something. Taylor Townsend always has a little something for the camera. A little that, you know? She has a little.
What would yours be, Lynn?
I would be so obnoxious, and that's why I never became anywhere near close being a professional tennis player. I think I'd be one of the most hated players on the court because I'd be like, yeah, you lost! Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah!
Oh, my
God. It would
God.
Be so obnoxious. I would probably be the one.
You are that way now, girl.
I would be one of the most hated players on the tour because I know, you know why? Maybe it was, I never really won a lot. And I think tennis in general, there's so many losses that when you win, I think I would just be, I'd be just so obnoxious.
Would this be after each point you win or just when you win?
Ooh,
that's a
I
lot
would
of
be,
energy.
Oh, I would, you know what? I think at my whole, I probably wouldn't last to the end of the match.
Yeah,
so,
your energy would be out.
All the adrenaline would be out from all my fist pumping.
I mean, it's different now because we're much older. We don't have that fight in us anymore, but it's challenging then.
But you know, I remember, I'm older, playing tennis in the 90s. I remember there was an article that talked about the actual physical thing that happens to your body when you fist pump. And I will never forget reading that article because on the court I was never such, you know, I was kind of like, yeah. But then it just realized that how much a fist pump actually vibrates through your body and actually gives you a little bit something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, yes, but it's not necessarily good for the next point. No, honestly.
Yeah, you always tell me to reset after my points. Like,
why are players trying to stay calm? Because you have 30 seconds to the next point. Mm. So if I spend 20 seconds celebrating myself, I have 10 seconds left. To prepare for the
recover,
next point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem, to
that's
be honest.
True.
And you're
true.
Mentally staying
and
in
you
that
get,
last
you,
point.
And you're getting adrenaline, you know, by doing that, and which is also not good for yourself. So it's fun for the spectators, but there's a reason why Federer stayed very calm and stayed focused. It's boring, yes, but it's better for the next point, that's for sure.
I always feel like Novak's like that, too. He's pretty calm. Like, he just chills every point, just goes through with that.
He seems
as well
like
too.
He resets very
He
quickly.
Resets really well.
You
I
have
think.
To, because it's over. You know, this point is over. It doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. The next point is more important. And I think that's the challenge. And you need the balance and not being angry after one point, but also not celebrating.
This is Charlie's favorite. He's when they go like this.
Oh, I hate that.
When they're all like.
Yeah.
I hate that, yeah.
Anyone else have a but why?
Zani.
Yeah, okay. But why don't they let players choose the music during changeover?
At some tournaments they do.
Really?
In the changeover, though?
No, not changeover, because a changeover, what can you, I'm telling during the changeover what I want to hear, or?
Yeah.
Can you pump
you have 30 seconds, girls. Calm down.
Yeah.
You can't make a song in 30 seconds.
Trinity Rodman also asked, like, come on. She was like, she said something like, for the changeover, if she heard, like, Dancing Queen, she'd be like, yeah. Wait a minute. You know when that who that did happen to?
Who?
Marta Kostyuk, and they were playing Adele.
Oh yeah, remember that tournament.
And she was like, can we maybe
speed
get
it
something
up.
Like a little bit more energetic? Yeah. You know, I was like, take it easy.
I have to say it.
On me, and she's like, like a little pumping up.
I think the Americans do it well. We know how hype music.
Yeah.
Like the American tournaments, like Cincinnati, like the Indian Wells in Miami. We hype it up.
No. It's,
I think so.
Let me tell you why. Because it's those songs that I don't want to hear. Okay, I want to ask you guys this. I'm going to tell you mine.
Yeah, but that's very personal.
If there is a song, this is why it should be
it's
changed
very personal,
for,
yeah.
for the changeover. Like, oh man. If there's one song that I hear on the changeover, this is mine. What is it? Party rocking in the house tonight.
Oh,
my God. I would be like, I'm going to lose the next 5 points.
They play that a lot.
Until I can reset in my head because that song.
They play that a lot at the Berlin Open.
Exactly. And that, but this is also the kind of songs that they would play, that they play like in the U.S. It's like the.
No, they play better music than that. Miami Open was lit.
Mm-mm. What's that all of a sudden? I got a feeling. Oh, my God. That tonight's gone. Oh, my God. You play that, I'm losing the whole next game. What's one for you if they played a song on the changeover that would really kind of, I mean, you're going to be focused, we know, professional, but if there was a song that you
I didn't like with. When they played this skiing, Balaman, you know, the Balaman songs or German songs or like you hear when you, you know, what a drunk and partying, that's not.
Yeah. This is at the German tournaments?
Yeah. Oh, sometimes to hype the people up. I didn't like that, yeah.
Zani, what's your song that you would really unfocus you?
If you even try to put on Sweet Home Alabama.
I love that song.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What? Oh my God.
I'm coming on.
Girl, I would also lose all, I would lose the whole set. And then the other one. Dun, dun, dun. YMCA.
They're not doing that now.
Some of them do. The whole crowd be into it. All everybody. Yeah.
Oh,
section.
I got mine.
You're mixing that up with the political rallies with Trump.
Next.
It is that one's favorite song. Okay, go on.
Mine is Sweet Caroline.
Yes, that one
too. I hate that song. Sorry, pardon my language. But it's always playing at the Australian Open.
Always.
They played it when Caroline Wozniacki played it. And I'm like, girl, give it a rest. R.I.P., please. R.I.P., that song.
Oh, we're gonna move to the next part of the show.
Not good.
Okay, we're going to the Pulse matchup. We're gonna play a little Gael Monfils game, where it's a true false, and we're gonna see who knows the most about our man that we're honoring for the show, Gael Monfils. Are you guys ready? I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's time to put our competitive game faces on. Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
for this one, I'm ready.
Oh, really? Okay, we're playing the Pulse matchup, the Gael Monfils edition, where we are going to pay tribute to one of the most electric players on the tour. And I'm going to read a statement. And you guys have to guess if it's true or pulse, which is false, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. We got our buzzers ready.
I'm going to keep score. I'm going to keep track.
We ain't playing?
I'm going to play, but I'm going to see who's going to win.
So I'll read the first one. Gael Monfils has reached a Grand Slam semifinal.
Me.
Oh.
True. Pulse. No, sorry. Facts. It's true.
It's true.
That one, for sure.
I know.
Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
Which one?
True. Okay. You got it.
Okay.
You have to say which one.
You have to say which one.
U.S. Open, right?
Yeah.
And which
I
one?
Said earlier.
One?
Oh yeah.
Who was listening?
I did. How about your notes?
Okay. Thanks. All right. Next, number two.
That point, girl.
Monfils has beaten Nadal on clay. Pulse.
False.
Really.
Pulse. Oh, Zani, well done.
You read the question and answering them too, girl?
Listen up. Damn. I am not cheating. I am literally just reading the questions. I did not know that.
I think you're out of the game.
I did.
For sure.
I think so.
These are all...
All right, go ahead. Let's
All right, see. Monfils once stopped a match to entertain the crowd with dance moves.
True,
of course.
Fact.
Yep, boom, next. Monfils has been fined for outfit choices.
False.
Pulse.
Pulse?
Yeah, it's an it.
Pulse.
Okay, Pulse, point yeah, for Charlie.
Okay.
Monfils is married to a fellow grandson. I didn't even finish the question.
Yeah,
okay, so what out?
No,
erase
answer. A point.
Answer.
Pulse. Celine has not won a grand slam yet.
Damn. Yeah.
You're reading.
I already
the
said married.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
These are just the questions, guys. These are not the answers.
Don't you.
I didn't know. All right, Will got a point. Will got a point. You get it.
Girl.
It says fact.
Yeah. All right.
She didn't
next.
Win yet?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Question number 8. Monfils credits his longevity to joy over discipline.
Pulse.
No.
True. You said pulse. You said pulse. True.
Oh,
Charlie got it. Sorry.
Competitive.
Monfils has beaten all of the big three at least once in his career. True.
True.
Pulse.
True.
Oh. True. Suck he did win. Okay.
Number 10. Monfils reached world number 6 without even winning a Masters.
True.
You said
true.
It before.
Yeah,
I know. True.
It's true. True. Okay.
So who gets it?
No
we
one.
All do.
I get it.
What? No.
Charlie's behind. Let's go.
Monfils has more career wins on hard courts than on clay.
True.
False.
I buzzed before you. I was fast. Let's roll back the camera. Let's roll back the
no.
replay.
This is not where
Nick,
you all
who was first?
Know.
Who was first, Nick?
All right. Monfils once retired mid-match at a Grand Slam despite being match point down and still smiling. True.
What? True.
False.
Oh, we both lost.
Take one.
No.
Take it off.
Says who?
New rules.
This is not Jeopardy here.
Well, you have to be punished if you have a wrong answer.
No, not true.
No, it's not. This is not Jeopardy.
This is not.
We're going to really clarify the rules, huh?
Yeah. Come on, Mom, keep on.
Okay.
Keep on.
Monfils has played professionally on tour for over 20 years.
True.
My hand got
My
stuck
point.
Under the table.
Sorry. My point.
Keep your hand on the table.
My hand got stuck on.
All right, another question. Monfils' defensive speed has been clocked faster than some Olympic sprinters first.
True.
Damon finished the question. You should get points off before buzzing. Before
okay, what's the
and
question?
For,
what's
answering the question? Wrong, you have to get points off.
What's the question?
Monfils' defensive speed has been clocked faster than some Olympic sprinters' first 10 meters.
Pulse. I'm going to say true.
Pulse.
Ooh.
Points off, take a point.
We
1 point off.
Okay, from now on, we take a point off if you lose.
You
let's
have
go.
To be punished.
Okay,
new
fine.
Rules.
All right, Monfils intentionally plays several meters behind the baseline as a strategic choice, not habit. True.
What?
How are you going to finish your question?
What?
Is it true?
Fact. Yeah.
It's a fact. Okay, I'll give you the point. Girl, you got to be able to finish the question too.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Monfils' forehand average RPM is higher than Nadal's on clay. True.
Charlie was first.
False.
Damn. Okay.
Well done.
Monfils once wore an outfit on court that was inspired by a comic superhero.
True.
Yeah.
We just said that already. Okay. Next
true.
One.
All right.
My point.
Anna,
still
Anna skip to this to
yes,
the next one.
Skip to
no,
this
she
one.
Gets 1 point off for having the same question twice.
You get 1 point off for being a smartass. Give him 1 point out.
Come on, girl, keep it rolling.
Okay. He has been fined for outfit violations more than once.
For
so
what?
Didn't we have that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again,
not a point.
I didn't write these questions. Okay. He personally collaborates on colorways for his on-court apparel.
Pulse, no.
True.
No. He does?
Who is he signed with? Who is he wearing?
Oh!
It's a fact.
Creative input confirmed during Nike years.
Let's go.
Who's at Nike?
Yeah, during Nike years.
This is easy. Becoming a father changed how he approaches competition.
True.
Let's all get a point.
We all got a point.
Okay.
Next one. He has admitted he plays better when the crowd is fully on his side.
True.
What a question.
I mean, I didn't write
that. me.
Who doesn't like that?
Me.
Good Lord. Okay. Monfils has said he would trade entertainment for titles. True.
False.
True.
False.
Damn.
See?
Charlie.
Shoot.
He values joy and competition together.
He values joy and competition together.
That's a trick question.
Together.
That's like one of those multiple
for
choice
questions.
Right there?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Who's ahead? Charlie's ahead.
No.
Charlie's ahead by one.
Come on.
So annoying. He's about to lose a point, right? Don't relook at the question. Take the point off. He's looking at the questions before. Okay, last question, though, okay? Because Gael Monfils' greatest legacy in tennis is not his results, but how he made people feel watching the sport.
Can we all say it?
True.
Yeah, true.
Oh, Charlie did press his buzzer. Point off.
True.
Okay, we have a draw.
Charlie actually won the game.
Seriously?
And I really think that's a fact. I think that's a fact about Monfils. Thank you so much. We're very spoiled because we still have you playing for the rest of the year. But thank you so much what you've given to tennis. Merci beaucoup. And can we
that's
all go?
Enough now.
Allez! Wait.
Charlie, do it.
I am not doing that.
No way.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Tennis Pulse, the heartbeat of tennis. This has been our Gael Monfils tribute show. Don't forget to subscribe to keep us going. And we see you on the next one. Thanks for watching the Tennis Pulse.